Jeremiah was God's prophet during the last days of the kingdom of Judah, and there were five kings during that were ruling during the time when he did his work. Now, the first one was Josiah. He was a godly king, but the four that followed were ungodly. And God gave Jeremiah words concerning each one of these five kings. So, concerning King Josiah, God said through Jeremiah, he judged the cause of the poor and needy, then it was well. But even Josiah died young because he interfered in a contest between two other kings after God warned him not to interfere. And then comes God's words through Jeremiah for the kings that followed. Not very good words. King Jehoahaz, weep bitterly for him. He shall die in the place where they have led him captive and shall see this land no more. King Jehoiakim, even worse. He shall be buried with the burial of a donkey, dragged and cast out beyond the gates of Jerusalem. The next king, God said concerning him, I will cast you out and your mother who bore you into another country where you were not born. There you shall die. King Zedekiah, even worse. This is directed right to Zedekiah. Please obey the voice of the Lord which I speak to you. So it shall be well with you and your soul shall live. But if you refuse to surrender, this is the word that the Lord has shown me. You shall be taken by the hand of the king of Babylon. And so it was. The king of Babylon killed the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes. Then he put out Zedekiah's eyes and bound him with bronze fetters to carry him off to Babylon. So it would seem that the royal family of David was done for, carried off into captivity. But there was one more king that God wanted to tell Jeremiah about. And when Jeremiah heard this news, his heart was warmed for sure, because this is what God said. The king coming in the future, he says, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness. A king shall reign and prosper and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will dwell safely. Now this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. So it won't happen in your time, Jeremiah. But the days are coming. There's going to be another king from the family of David. And this king will not be ungodly like the sons of Josiah. This king will be a branch of righteousness. This king will reign and prosper and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. Well, Josiah was a godly king, but he was not able to make his people godly. He was unable to save his people from their enemies. But here, look at this king. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will dwell safely. And then comes the greatest revelation of all, his name. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. And these words are written in big capital letters. Lord, this is Jehovah, God himself. He will come as a branch of the house of David. David's son, but at the same time, Jehovah himself, the Lord God. God himself will come down to earth. in the form of a human being, son of David, born in David's family. Now, King David, he won battles against the Philistines and all the nations round about. But this king will win a victory over the ancient foe, the old evil foe. Remember that one that seduced Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And God put a curse on him and said, "The woman's seed shall crush your head like a man stomping on a serpent." Well, this is the fulfillment. This is what this king will do. The branch of righteousness. He's not only righteous himself, but he is going to make us righteous. You see, he is the Lord, our righteousness. He takes our sin from us and gives us in return his righteousness. And the New Testament explains all of this in great detail. The king is going to take on himself all of Judah's sin and take care of the punishment. And in return, he'll give us his perfect righteousness so that not a spot or stain remains. And that's what we Christians celebrate at this season of the year. God's love for us that prompted him to send his Son, who is God himself, as a branch of righteousness in the family of David. Listen to the angel Gabriel's words to Mary. And you see how the prophecy was fulfilled. "You will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David." King much better than Josiah, and certainly better than Josiah's sons. The Apostle Paul explains it all for us in these few words. "God made him, that is Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." The Lord, our righteousness. Let's go to hymn 77 and sing these three stanzas. Hymn 77, stanzas 3, 13, and 14.